Welcome along, folks, to the Michael Muto Show. Hope you're all doing well out there whenever you're listening to this. Folks, in the week since I spoke to you last, Cillian Murphy won the Oscar for Best Actor, and of course, Oppenheimer won Best Film. Well-deserved win to Cillian Murphy. Incredible, nuanced performance, but I've spoken about that enough on this show, so I'll just finish up by saying, well done to Cillian Murphy. Was very, very surprised to find out that he's the first Irish-born actor to win an Oscar. Very surprised. I would have put money down that there had been other wins before, but apparently not. Apparently not. Now, not the first Oscar for an Irish person. Of course, there has been other Oscars down through the years, but the first Irish actor to win an Oscar. But now, speaking of the Oscars, of course, folks, we gotta talk about those outfits the people going to the Oscars were wearing. So now, let's take a look at the folks on the red carpets and what they were wearing. Wow. Huh. Now that's, yeah, I like that now. Very cool. Love it. Hate it. That's fashion. Classic style. Well, there we go, folks. That was just a little quick look at what some of the folks were wearing at the on the red carpets to the Oscars. Actually, speaking of acting, folks, I have put together a voice acting reel. Not that I'm a professional voice actor or anything, but I thought, hey, you know what? I have done some voice acting. I've done some voice acting on my own podcast, The Orchard Hard Drive. Don't ask me why it was called The Orchard Hard Drive, but it was called The Orchard Hard Drive. It was a series of short stories where I would do performances, and sometimes they were like little radio plays and things like that, and I would play all the characters and do all the voices and all kinds of things, and even creature effects and all kinds of stuff. I would do all the voices of those. And yeah, put them together. So if you want to hear that, it's on my website. So go to the About page and you'll see it there, as well as the presenting reel. So there we go. I just thought it was high time that I put something like that together. Now, the other thing I was doing was I was thinking about painting. I put some time aside to do some painting. And I seem to be saying that an awful lot lately, but I was saying it before. And then I felt a bit sick. I was at a cold, so I wasn't doing painting then. But now I'm not sick, so I probably should get around to some painting. Maybe I will this week coming, and I'll talk to you about that. Not really sure exactly what I want to paint. I've got some little vague ideas, though. Got some little things. Maybe I'll put them all together to make one big painting. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. I was actually thinking about this, actually. And how I might stream myself painting. That actually might be the idea. I think I might have it. I think I'm going to stream myself painting on Twitch. Right? That's it now. Let's solidify that. I'm going to start streaming myself painting some weekend. I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. That is it. Good idea, right, folks? So we go, I'm going to do that now. So if you want to see that, I'll be streaming on twitch.tv/Michael_Muto. Go there, give me a follow, and you'll be told when I'm streaming live next. And I'll put a link, I'm sure, in my website as well too, when I are in the notes of this episode. But also when I'm going live, I'll make a post on my website as well. So if you're subscribed there, by the way, as well too, you can get the email, you get the post sent your email as well too. I think you actually pick what you want. So you can have it that it's just the shout out. You can have it so that it's all different things. It's, you like that anyway. That little feature I found the other day. Anyway, there we go. So that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to be painting on Twitch. I was thinking about it there, and I was like, you know what, I'm saying this out loud now, that is what I'm actually going to do. I'm actually going to stream on Twitch. That's going to be fun. What I love now, because I used to do stuff like that before. I used to like paint and stuff like that on Twitch. I don't really know why I stopped. I think I was busy. I think things happened that I was busy for a while. I said I'd give it a break for a bit. And I must get back into it again. That is what I'm going to do. That'd be a nice fun project to do. Yeah. So stay tuned for it. I don't know, I have any dates yet now, because I just really kind of decided it there as I'm recording this to do it. So bear with me, but I will be doing that sometime in the future. Now, got a bit of a sad topic to discuss, and that is the passing of Akira Toriyama. And Akira Toriyama, of course, is the creator of Dragon Ball. Of course, as well as Dragon Ball, he's the person behind Dr. Slump. He's the character designer behind games like Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger. I mean, there's a genre of manga because of this man and Dragon Ball, right? The shonen manga, that's all inspired, and everyone in it will say, right back to Akira Toriyama. That's what they pointed. They say that is where it all came from. That's what inspired their work. I mean, then you've got like stuff like Dragon Quest, which is this legendary now video game series, this huge cultural thing in Japan, and huge around the world as well too. I mean, you look, and do you know what I love about his work, right, is that you have these, like Dragon Ball and stuff like that, these big, huge, powerful, muscly guys, right, and they're all fighting each other and everything, and it's this big, dramatic thing, and it's so intense, and it's pulse-pounding, and you cannot wait to find out what happens next. It is action-packed. Like, you watch Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, episode Dragon Ball Z, right, it is, you are, like, on the edge of your seat, what's gonna happen next. It is just brilliant. But at the same time, it's funny. With Dragon Ball Z, he has a funny, fun world that he's created. You know, there is high drama. It is tense. But at the same time, you got really funny as well, too. It's a fun world. And I mean, I love all the character designs he has. I love the buildings he designs. I love the vehicles Akira Toriyama designed. I would love if vehicles looked like what Akira Toriyama designed. I would love to ride around on a vehicle like Bulma rides around in Dragon Ball. I adore every ounce of it. I don't know if I grew up watching Dragon Ball, but I remember seeing it as a teenager and anyway, being really, really impressed by it, and reading the manga and stuff, and knowing, but it was one of those things, right, where I didn't see it a lot as a kid, but you knew about it, you know, because it was everywhere. There was figures, and there was, you get like anything with Dragon Ball on it, you know, it was everywhere, like it still is today. It is a huge cultural thing, just like Dragon Quest. I mean, there's a chance, right? You might know Dragon Ball, you might know Dragon Quest, but you know Akira Toriyama's artwork. Maybe you don't know, but you know it. If you look up now Dragon Ball, Dragon Quest Slime, you'll be like, I've seen that. That's a cute little blue thing. I love that little thing. That's so cute. Everyone loves those little things. I love it. I love how you choose to draw those bats as well too for Dragon Quest. It's such a fun world. I love, I mean, what a great character is Goku. What, I mean, this guy whose whole thing is he wants to be the best fighter. He has no ounce of malice in him. He's just this sweet guy who always wants to get better. He works hard and he trains and he gets better. And he fights all these really powerful people. But half the time, he becomes friends with them. And they respect him. He's like, hey, that was awesome. You're really kicked my backside. Great fight. You know? He just, it's a challenge to him. He just, he will work hard, get better, and just such a great character. I love Goku so much. Such a sweet character. You can't but love Goku. You might not, like, I recommend it right now, right? Either watch the anime or read the manga. You're gonna fall head over heels in love with Goku. Just such a lovable guy. Like, every character in Dragon Ball Z. Like, the amount of really memorable characters in that. It's like, do you know what the only thing I compare it to? It's like The Simpsons, where they've got this huge cast of characters, right? But they're all really memorable, do you know? And you love all of them? It's just such a, Dragon Ball Z is so great. I love Dragon Ball Z so much. I remember watching it. It was being repeated. And I was glued to it. Every evening I'd come home and I'd be like, right, gotta watch this. It was so brilliant. I was just so, it was so great. Just every episode, building. And such a great show. Such a great manga. I mean, of course, I read the manga, Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that. Just loved it. I love his character designs for things like Chrono Trigger. Oh, I really need to play that game. I love the character designs in Chrono Trigger. Just, what a talent. What a talent. I really, some people are comparing some, but I don't know if there is someone we can compare him to, because I think he's so, Akira Toriyama, I should say, is so singular, really, you know? But, and I love reading the bits he would write to the readers and stuff like that in the manga and things, and just seemed like a really sweet guy, and just comes across in his artwork in a way. I mean, I just love, as I say, I love his vehicles, I love the characters he created, the designs, the way he wrote them, the anime as well too, the games. There's a lot of Dragon Ball games as well too, of course, which, you know, he based on his artwork and things, and I just love it. I just absolutely love it. Honestly, do yourself, if you don't know his work, do yourself a favor, right? Go read or watch or play anything to do with Akira Toriyama. You will not be disappointed. I mean, what I've said here doesn't even scratch the surface. A lot of people have said a lot more, who know a lot more than me about Akira Toriyama, his work, just Dragon Ball in general, just people like talk, have spoken about that, the huge cultural footprint that has had around the world. It's just an amazing legacy, and rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. Now, folks, I still have not seen Dune Part 2, but Dune has been on my mind for the last week. I've been thinking about Dune, people have been talking about Dune, I really want to see Dune Part 2. Might even go back and watch Dune Part 1 again, because really love that film an awful lot. I think I might go back and read the book as well, because I read the book ages ago. I'm going to go back and read that, and maybe I'll let you know how far I'm into it next time I talk to you. I've got some other books I want to read as well too. One is Neuromancer. Another one is Snow Crash. Two cyberpunk books. And the other one then, this is a bit of an outlier, because these are three sci-fi, Dune, Neuromancer, and Snow Crash. This is the Cassandra Peterson book. She wrote an autobiography, or memoir, and I really want to read that. Cassandra Peterson, of course, is the one behind Elvira, and love Elvira, love that character, love the films, I love Cassandra Peterson, she's just brilliant. So I'm really looking forward to reading that as well too. I can't believe I haven't read that. It's been on my list. I was looking at my list of things I want to read and I was like, I can't believe I haven't read that. That's bananas. So depending on whatever I decide to read in the space of time, either read it a book or get a audiobook. Because I love audiobooks. I love a good audiobook. So I don't know. But I don't know which I'm going to do with them. I don't know which I'm going to pick. So probably it's going to be Dune, right? Because Dune is like the big thing at the moment. So I'm probably going to read Dune, I suppose. Like, I have to do it, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm going to read that. And hopefully, before I speak to you again, I'd have seen Dune. Really, really want to see that film. I gotta see it. I gotta see Paul right now, worm. He's gonna fight that big old worm on the desert. I gotta see it. But yeah, so that's gonna be fun. And rave reviews. I haven't seen a single person say it. They don't like the film. People love it. People are going bananas for it. Have you seen it? Let me know. Love to know what you think. Actually, speaking of sci-fi novels, actually, there is an excellent YouTube channel called Quinn's Ideas. I absolutely love this channel. They have amazing videos going into all kinds of stuff. All of their stuff is usually, nearly always, sci-fi books. They discuss them. Bit spoilery sometimes, but you know, you get a heads up more often than not about things. They talk about things like Dune a lot. There's a lore of Dune books. In fact, they have just recently put up a 7-hour video about Dune. They put together it's a compilation of all their Dune videos together in a 7-hour long video. 7-hour and 40-minute video. So if you're looking for a big, big thing, you're after reading all the Dune books, you're like, I want to watch someone talk about Dune a whole lot. There you go. Can't do any better than Quinn's Ideas. Absolutely brilliant YouTube channel. Absolutely excellent. Cannot recommend it highly enough. Brilliant. I watch it all the time. Absolutely brilliant. So yeah, there's a recommendation, which I should actually put up on, I think next time I'll put it in my next Michael Muir shoutouts, which, by the way, I was thinking about that the last day. I was writing that up and I was like, why is it called Michael Muir's shoutouts? You know who it is. You know who's posted it. It's not someone else's shoutouts. It's Michael Muir's shoutouts. So then I just say, shoutouts, my shoutouts, or shoutout lists, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it's the name that's there now. Just that is, there's no going back on it now. It's Michael Muir's shoutouts every Friday. There they are. Speaking of days of the week, not much of a segue, but in my mind the other day, I was thinking, should I move the podcast to another day of the week? I don't know why, but I was thinking, would it be nicer to have it during the week, during the middle of the week, start of the week? I don't know. But I'd love to know feedback on this. What do you folks there think? Do you think I should move it to another day of the week? Or is it fine as it is on Saturday? I don't know. Let me know via social media or whatever. By the way, I don't know if I've mentioned social media on here before. But I am on social media. I'm over there on Threads. I'm on Mastodon. I'm on Instagram. Links to all these things can be found on michaelmuir.com. And, actually, while you're telling me things, why don't you tell it to me in the form of a review over there on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. Would love to hear from you. Love to know your thoughts on the show. What are you liking? Maybe even what you don't like. Let me know. But do leave a rating and review, because it really does help out the podcast an awful lot. Folks, that's what my lot for this week. Kind of got a hint. You're like, he's talking about the rating and review stuff. That's usually the end of the podcast. That's right. It is near the end of the show here this week. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. I will be speaking to you again next time. Until then, this is Michael Muso, your podcast pal. Bye, folks.